Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
We are calling it Munchkin Madness. We started our bracketed tournament with 32 babies. 30 of them were really, really cute. I'm not going to mention the two that weren't.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say two were exceptionally cute and have made it to the championship round.
They were the best babies. That one baby was my favorite with the jowls.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was a baby with jowls, and she had a ponytail on top of her head, and she was the cutest dang baby I ever saw next to my own.
They were actually all really adorable, but, you know, the old cliche, oh, there's no such thing as ugly babies. Yeah, there are.
No, I was an ugly baby.
Yeah, my first kid was an ugly baby, man.
What?
Oh, God, yeah.
Jesus, now, yes. You was an ugly baby?
I was.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that. I was pretty busted, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Busted baby. Busted babies.
Oh, not much changed, huh?
Oh, yikes. Shots fired. Oh, my God. The Burt Show chemistry problem.
You can see those Facebook comments now.
Don't worry, they'll hate me.
We are down to the last two babies in Munchkin Madness. The winner gets $1,000 from Duncan, and you gotta vote. It is the championship. It's up online right now at theburtshow.com.
And we announce the winner on Friday, and that's exciting, but we also get Duncan on Friday, so I'm pretty excited about that, too.
That's right. Priorities.
That's really why we tried to get them as a sponsor.
We just wanted to get free donuts and Munchkins.
All right, Cass, is he being an a-hole for forcing his daughter to go to school during that time of the month?
He writes, I'm a 38-year-old man and I have a 14-year-old daughter. I work from home, so I'm home with her in the morning and I drive her to school while my wife is at work. Friday, my daughter told me she was having really bad cramps and didn't want to wake up. I let her sleep in for a little bit longer and gave her a heating pad. Then when I woke her up and she asked me, can I stay home from school? And I told her, absolutely not, and gave her an ibuprofen, which is Advil. I know this might sound senseless, but our daughter has poor attendance. She has issues with skipping at school and truthfully can't have her miss any more school because we'd face consequences including suspension, failing if it continued, or child protective services because of the amount of days she's missed. It was serious, and I thought maybe she was just trying to stay home. I let her miss homeroom, and I had her there by first period, which gave her 45 minutes of extra resting time.
But,
so dumb.
Someone's got a cover for you guys.
My daughter argued with me the whole way and told me I didn't care and I didn't understand. And I told her that when you can't be trusted to go to all your classes, you can't be trusted that you're feeling really ill. A little while after I dropped her off, my wife started texting me angrily saying I shouldn't have forced her to go. I reminded my wife of all the classes our daughter has missed, and my wife said it didn't matter. We could have written a note to excuse this and that I wouldn't understand because I was a guy. Then she demanded that I go pick up our daughter, and I told her, no, I have work to do. I gave her ibuprofen. She's going to be fine. Well, my wife ended up having to leave work early and pick her up, and she gave me hell for it. I honestly thought she'd be okay for the day or that she was just trying to get out of going to school. So here's the thing. My daughter skips after we drop her off. There's a rec center next to the school and a lot of kids skip through the woods and go hang out. We've had numerous meetings with the school and it's out of our control that she's leaving after being dropped off. So am I the a-hole for forcing my daughter to go to school with cramps?
Okay, so question, did he say this was the first time that she was experiencing this, or...
He didn't mention it.
Okay.
But just that she's been... She's been missing classes and skipping classes, and that's a pattern of behavior to the point where it's... She's looking at suspension.
Okay, so...
Our Child Protective Service is coming because she's missed so many. Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you guys this question. And coming from a guy, it might sound insensitive, but my knee-jerk reaction was like, this is something that you're going to have to deal with your entire life. I understand that it's super, super painful, but you're going to have to go to work at some point during the same time in your life later on. So you got to go, and you got to go to school. Is that the wrong hard line to take in a case like that?
Yes.
It is?
And it's...
Oh, Abby might have a different opinion. Go ahead.
I don't think the dad here is way out of line, only because she has a pattern of skipping school, and she seems to make a lot of excuses. And so if I was a parent, I would think, well, now you're just going to throw the period thing out there so I don't ask any questions. I'm going to be uncomfortable about it. So I'm kind of with you where if there's an actual problem here with your period, we should talk to the doctor so we can get you moving on with your life. And I agree with Abby in this circumstance mm-hmm. because of her pattern of behavior. But if we're talking about mm-hmm. a young woman on her period, she doesn't like this is we're strictly talking about the period.
Yeah.
Like I commend Spain and what the country Spain has done.
So cool.
And that like women who are menstruators who are struggling or have a lot of pain, they're giving them paid time off. Mm. Because it can be so painful. And I think women so often have been the ones to adjust, and it would be nice for once if somebody can adjust for us and what we go through rather than us having to adjust for society's norms.
I used to think that people who stayed home from school, like when I was in school, because they had cramps, I was like, okay, like you're faking it. And then I got bad cramps, and I've like... driven home from the station, white knuckling the steering wheel in goosebumps, like shaking, and I wanted to crawl out of my own skin, doubled over. Women don't notice the symptoms of a heart attack because they feel similar to some of the symptoms they have during that time of the month, to give you an idea of how painful it can be. So when you're an adult, you can choose to stay home from work and take a sick day. So I think as a general rule, letting a kid skip or miss school because they're sick from cramps is fine. But I agree with Abby in the situation and Kristen that because there's a pattern of behavior and she's destroyed her credibility with her parents, I don't think dad was the a-hole. And I actually think mom is the a-hole in this for popping off on dad over it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I've been in that exact same position where I will never forget this. I was driving home from my best friend's house in Naples. It's like a 5-hour drive to Jacksonville. And I had started my period that day. And I just remember screaming down the highway. So, I mean, in some cases it is that painful, but the pattern of behavior here speaks for itself.
I think in this case, dad's just got to go, moms, you got to take care of this
that's
one.
That's
here.
What I would have done.
That's what
Mama!
I'm
yeah. You got this one.
The Burt Show.